Okay, our friends. So one good polar bear story deserves another. And today's polar bear story is called Virgil and Owen. It was written by Paulette Bogan. And I can't wait to see what this story gets into. I believe that Virgil is the penguin. And I think that Owen is the name of the polar bear. And you know, they might run into each other because they live in the same general area. Yeah, they in the Arctic. So buckle up, y'all. I'm excited to read it to you. Let's do it and see what happens. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and who are ya? What are ya? Majora's Mask. My friends, we've got a trickster amongst us. Be kind, promise. I will read you a story then. Here we go. Virgil and Owen.
I found a polar bear, Mom,
said Virgil.
And I'm keeping him.
Virgil is, in fact, the penguin. He has the polar bear with him, and his mother stands there with her penguin beak quite open and her eyes very wide.
You are my polar bear, said Virgil. Come with me.
And Virgil has decided he's just going to go take this polar bear for an adventure. I don't know that anybody checked with the polar bear's family or the polar bear himself to decide if he really actually wants to go, but we're going to find out. So away we see Virgil hopping on ice in the Arctic from one place to another and expecting the polar bear to go along with him. The polar bear splished and splashed with the turns, and everyone laughed. Virgil did not laugh. The terns, by the way, are birds that live up in the Arctic as well. And the reason why Virgil did not laugh is because when the polar bear splished and splashed, what happened?
He destroyed the iceberg that he hopped on.
Yeah, and he splashed water all over Virgil, didn't he? Mm-hmm. That's rough.
You are my polar bear, said Virgil. Come with me.
And now he's a little bit happier. And away he takes this poor polar bear. Let's find out. The polar bear slipped and slid with the seals. Everyone had fun. Well, kind of, right? Virgil did not have fun. And why didn't Virgil have fun?
The polar bear splashed in snow on him.
Yeah, this poor Virgil is now covered in frozen snow. But he seems to be still trying to control this polar bear.
You are my polar bear, said Virgil. Come with me.
And now this ought to be easier. You see, we can see where he's headed to next. And
if I was the polar bear, I'd beat him.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. He's going ice skating now. The polar bear twirled and whirled with the penguins. Everyone had a wonderful time. Virgil did not have a wonderful time because we can see the polar bear is actually skating with all the other penguins. But Virgil is not actually skating with his polar bear.
Why?
I don't know why. He's not playing with him. He should get in there and start skating as well, shouldn't he? But he instead stands off to the side and yells,
"Stop it! You are my polar bear! Come with me!"
Walk up and eat
him. "No," said the polar bear. "And my name is Owen." Virgil has his mouth wide open. His jaw is just dropped. His beak is just dropped. Virgil stomped away. He kicked the snow. He jumped up and down. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever played with someone, but they don't play the way you want them to? That's really frustrating, isn't it? And that it seems like that's what's going on here, don't you think? And now we see Virgil just laying there. He looks miserable, staring up at the sky.
Come play with us,
said Owen.
Really?
Said Virgil, because Owen has walked over with the seals and their terns and the other penguins. And so everyone dipped and dived and splashed and swam and played together, and everyone's having a really good time now. Until...
Listen to me, Owen, said Virgil. You are not my polar bear.
Oh, no.
You are my friend.
Oh, thank goodness. I was very worried for a second that now he was going to start becoming even more upset. And everyone cheered.
We are all friends.
See, this is a wonderful story because what we see here is how you can choose to be friendly and kind and have fun with everyone instead of demanding that things be done your way, like what Virgil was expecting. It's not fun when you are the only one who gets to make up the rules and you are the only one who gets to decide the game. And you are the only one who gets to play things the way you want them played. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess.
You guess. Yeah. All right. Well, that, my dear friends, is...
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.